Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a bit cloudy, but comfortable. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett unveils an election security plan, advocating for strikes on Iran in retaliation for Hezbollah fire and proposing to declare Qatar an enemy state, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, former CIA agent John Kiriakou launches an unprecedented attack against Israel, accusing it of trying to silence critics in the U.S., as reported by Mariv earlier this hour. Also this hour, Yesh Atid party files a petition with the Elections Committee accusing Prime Minister Netanyahu of using soldiers for propaganda, Walla reports. Separately, the IDF reveals findings of investigations in Gaza. It involves five events and leads to two military police investigations, Israel Hayom reports. And finally, Naftali Bennett vows to expel Qatar and Turkey from Gaza and hand over their roles to Egypt, according to I24 News. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reported just minutes ago that the IDF has ordered criminal probes into the killings of Hind Rajab and 15 Palestinians in Rafah. AMK Mapping from New Zealand shared that all six 295MS strategic bombers have landed at Olenya Air Base, indicating a heightened threat for tonight. Raylan Givens noted that the IDF conducted another strike on the Gaza City municipality promenade a short time ago, marking the second attack within an hour. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Naftali Bennett's security proposals, he emphasizes a shift in Israel's foreign policy. Bennett urges removing Turkey's influence in Gaza and increasing Egypt's role. Ynet reports these are part of broader strategies to bolster Israel's security posture. This approach could recalibrate regional alliances significantly. Turning to the criticism from former CIA agent John Kiriakou, he accuses Israel of attempting to suppress U.S. bow, dissent, and blames AIPAC for Trump's policies. Mariv highlights this as a significant diplomatic tension point. It may impact Israel's relationship with American political figures. Meanwhile, the petition against Prime Minister Netanyahu addresses allegations of using military imagery for political gain. Walla reports the Elections Committee will review these claims. Such scrutiny could influence public perception ahead of upcoming elections. In another development, the IDF's investigations into incidents in Gaza include the death of Hind Rajab and a shooting involving medical personnel. Israel Hayom reveals these findings are now with military police. This transparency could affect international views on Israel's military operations. That strike on the Gaza City municipality promenade, noted by Raylan Givens, comes amid heightened tensions in the area. The actions follow earlier investigations announced by the IDF, reflecting ongoing volatility in the region. On the economic front, first, a chef from the Vong restaurant in Tel Aviv sues for around 3.8 million shekels, claiming overwork and missing payslips, according to Walla Business. Separately, an Ashkelon man faces arrest for allegedly planting malware in dozens of Israeli companies, reports Katech. Police say he acted alone, targeting sensitive data. And finally, a security source tells Israel Hayom Business that political decisions have created financial volatility in the West Bank. The source emphasizes the urgent need for approved fund transfers to support the IDF. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.